Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hey, baby.
Yes, the late, great Tom Petty. Still hurts to say that, the late, great Tom Petty. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. He's singing our song, folks. I won't back down. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is with the number three, thethirdingredient.com is the website. Hope you check those out. Ed Harrington is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, How the Behavioral Innovation Approach Drives Your Company Forward. Folks, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how to put ideas together. In the previous segment, we talked, Ed gave us a great report on how to do all of that, just getting your program together. But now we're going to put the words to the program to make sure that when people read what you have to say about what you're selling, your product, your service, whatever, that puts your best foot forward and makes them want it. Ed, how do we do that?
Well, Jim, what I'm going to say here is that the rules for writing up an idea are very similar to the ones for coming up with a good idea. And there are things and this is very consumer focused overall. And most of our big clients, we've written up thousands of product ideas for them. And a couple of ways to think about it. The one that's most memorable is the three P's to me, the three P's, which are premise, promise, proof. Mm-hmm. The other things you can say for those are insights, benefits, and reasons to believe. Same thing. And by the way, little plug, on our website, we have a how to write a concept little section.
People what is go that, down what is that website?
That is ideastogo.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks.
IDEASTOGO.
All right. And thank you for making that available.
If you put in the email the search ideas to go concept writing, you'll get it. It'll go right to the page.
We appreciate that very much.
I just tried it.
Folks, you got to use these things. Ed's on the cutting edge of this.
You know what? That is the most pulled down page of our website.
I bet.
It is.
So talk to us about premise.
So the premise is if you have an idea, and you want it to resonate with the customer, it has to fit in his or her life somewhere, almost in a way
relevance
before the idea even existed. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about something like mac and cheese, right? So if I have something like that and I'm working on mac and cheese, I got to understand what goes on. What is the preparer of this meal liking, not liking, needing or not needing? And so somebody may say to you, for example, well, I love mac and cheese, but it's really not as substantial as I would like it to be. Mm-hmm. Not offering a complete meal. Okay, I got that. So your mac and cheese doesn't have to exist for that idea. What you want to do on the premise, it's a head nodder. You know, so for mm-hmm. example, on your book, right, The Age of the Customer, it might be something like, okay, the marketplace is shifting. And if people are nodding their heads, then you found something that's mm-hmm. working. Mm-hmm. You just want to look for that head nod. By the way, you don't always write up the insight. Sometimes you infer it. Inferring can save you words.
Images too?
Images, words. Again, if you don't have to state it, you save money in advertising. Right.
But you got to know your audience. If you're going to infer something, you have to know your audience, because I've had old guys like me have to be careful inferring something to, say, a Gen Y who doesn't get my reference at all. You have to be careful about that, don't you?
Exactly. You know, which is one of the reasons we usually in our idea development always work with the customer or the consumer, as well as the client, so that mm-hmm. we always get that customer voice and mind in there. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing you have to do, and typically they're called insights. It's a premise. It's a supposition. It's something going on in the world. Again, whether or not you actually put it in the writing of the idea or not, you make that choice later. But to get the idea and to position it correctly, you need to have that as your foundation.
What about the promise?
his idea if I don't, if it's not bitten my life. What's that, Jim?
The promise.
The promise. The promise, also known as the benefit. Okay, you get me. What is this going to give me? What do I get out of this? So the promise isn't what you think is great about your idea. The promise is what it will do for the customer in his or her life. Mm-hmm. So if I create, for example, in the mac and cheese world, I go, okay, well, these are called mac and cheese meals now. And what you get here is mac and cheese your family loves, but it's in a more substantial way. Okay, that's great. It's a complete meal. It's a complete meal. So the benefit there for me is I'm making a dish my family loves in a way that I know is going to be more substantial and meaningful to them.
So here's the idea. So far we got here's the idea. Here's why you should care. And now let's do the proof. What's the proof?
So the proof, also known as reasons to believe, this is the doubting Thomas part of the whole thing where – You know, customers are skeptical. They need to know, why should I believe you? You know, yes, Jim, you're a great guy, and I know that, but I really want a little more evidence behind what you're saying. So in something, and there are a lot of ways to do reasons to believe. For example, you can do borrowed interest. Mm-hmm. So borrowed interest is Rachel Ray endorses these.
Yeah, proof sources. We used to call them proof sources.
Right, proof sources.
When I was selling many, many years ago, we learned about proof sources. So, folks, you got the premise, the promise, the proof. You can go to ideas2go.com and find this article there for free from Ed Harrington. The new book is called Outsmart Your Instincts, folks. Ed Harrington, come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.